That is the sound of protesters yesterday in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, outside the high school where President Obama was talking about health care reform. Yesterday morning, we spoke with Judy Ullman, a New Hampshire teacher who was attending the health care town hall. And we also talked with Corey Lewandowski, who organized an anti-Obama protest outside the town hall meeting. They're both back this morning for a debriefing. Welcome back to the show. Corey, what did you chant yesterday?
Hands off my health care. That's our message. Hands off my health care. And don't let the government get between you and your doctor.
Okay. And Judy, you were inside the town hall meeting. Corey earlier said that it was kind of set up to be a respectful meeting because there was nobody that disagreed. Was that your impression from inside?
My experience, good morning. My experience from inside was that not everybody agreed at all, but it was respectful. And in that sense, it seemed to me to be a model of the kind of discussion we all want to be involved in. Brawls don't settle a problem as deep as this.
Okay. Corey, you guys didn't have a brawl out there, but you did have some very passionate protesters with some pretty striking messages and chants and signs. Do you feel like your message got out in a positive way, in an effective way?
Well, you know, I think overall people are disappointed that the president's motorcade didn't come by where the protesters were. He snuck in the back to avoid the protesters, both in and out. You know, to be fair, the media has done a good job of covering our position. However, this was a staged town hall event, obviously. They limited the amount of people that could get inside. They didn't want real discussion. They didn't want real debate.
Well, you can't. I'm sorry, Corey. You can't really blame them for limiting the amount of people. I mean, there are fire restrictions on how many people can be inside a room at any.
The facility held 2,500 people. They put 1,800 people inside the facility. We had a 1,000-person protest outside. If that tells you how visceral of an issue this is, and you know, they limited the access to the people strictly based on vetting them, and the decision came directly from the White House, which has never been the New Hampshire way.
Okay. That is Corey Lewandowski. He's with the Americans for Prosperity. He was an organizer of a protest yesterday. We're also joined by Judy Ullman, teacher at a community college, and she attended the town hall meeting yesterday. Thanks, guys. This is The Takeaway.